So let's move on to the next item, which is a public forum. And because we finished yesterday item five, you know, anyone who still wanted to speak on item five and had not spoken yesterday is welcome to do that today. So to that effect, I do have one gentleman, Mr. Gary Kirkland, who requested 3 minutes. That will be for item five. And then after that, anyone who has speaker cards for public comment on items which are not on the agenda, this is the time to give it to our clerk of the board, and you'll have your 3 minutes. So go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and thank you for allowing me to speak. That's very generous of you.
That's the least I can do.
I didn't know it was going to end yesterday, so
no worries.
I'm coming today. Thank you very much. I wish to speak. I wish to speak about.
And if you could give us your name.
Oh, Gary thank Kirkland, you. From Atascadero, California. Thank you. Okay, thanks. What I wanted to talk about today was the Water Board's efforts to regulate agriculture and agriculture runoff. As I understand it, agriculture is the number one industry in California. And it is the most important industry because it keeps me alive by giving me food. And it keeps my family alive. It keeps everyone here in the room alive. And there are people who, I call them environmental wackos, who want to regulate agriculture to the point where it's going to leave the state. And it's going to move to other countries or other states. And since it's the number one industry in the state, this is going to be a terrible blow to our economy. And if we're going to regulate this industry so that they leave the state, then it's going to hurt this economy, and we shouldn't do that. The board needs to recognize there are benefits and risks to everything we do. And there's a cost benefit. If we regulate agriculture to the point where they can no longer make money, can no longer afford food, it won't matter what the water quality is because people will have to leave the state, and we won't have agriculture. I talked to Dave Innes a few minutes ago. He and I both are biologists. And he mentioned nitrates. And I noticed that what's going on is you're welcome to regulate and want to regulate water from agriculture. I understand that feces has quite a bit of nitrates in it. And even in San Francisco, they have maps showing where you shouldn't go because people have defecated in the public, on the sidewalks and everywhere else, and that's going to enter the water. So is this board going to be willing to regulate homeless people and not allow them to defecate wherever they wish? Are we going to go that route? If we're going to be willing to destroy agriculture, are we also going to destroy the homeless and make them leave the state because they don't like the regulations that are put on them? Also in this area is the idea of private property rights. If a farmer has the right to own his own property, he should have a right to do with what he wishes on that property. And what water regulation steps on that fundamental principle of this country, which is private property rights. And I want this board to recognize and deal with that anytime they issue regulations. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comment, and thank you for coming today. So I do not have any additional speaker card, both for item five and public comments. So at this time, I will ask Mr. Robertson to introduce our next item.